Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes.
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
This is Grafting with Grace Ann, the only place to get coverage of the best and worst plays from the most recent episode of Love Island. I'm your host, Grace Ann Parks.
Welcome back to another episode of Grafting. I'm your host, Grace Ann, and this is a breakdown of Love Island episodes 42 through 44. That is ITV episodes 37 through 39. And wow. Okay, a few things before I get into this breakdown, because I really want to get into it. Number one, I know Love Island USA season 5 premiered yesterday on Peacock. I will be covering that. That will be tomorrow's episode. I think that they don't post new episodes on Wednesday, so it'll just be a recap of episode 1, but I could be wrong. I don't know, but that will come out tomorrow. For the remainder of this Love Island UK season 10 and Love Island USA season 5, when they are airing simultaneously, I will make sure that the recaps are separate, and I'll figure out a schedule for that. That'll probably be more solidified by next week. But Love Island season 10 is coming to a close. What do we have? Like a week and a half left? Something like that? Maybe 2 weeks? Just to make sure that people who are watching both can avoid spoilers, I will make sure they are separate. I will title everything so that you can navigate all of that. Bear with me for the next few days because I'm currently in a secret location doing secret things. That's why this also might be a little more echoey, because I'm not in my apartment. I do all the editing. I'm watching these episodes, I'm taking notes, and then I have to edit and upload and promote and all that kind of stuff. So while I'm in this secret location doing these secret fun things, just bear with me. Like, episodes might be posted a little bit later, but I am committed to getting the breakdowns to you guys because I mean, I love this show. But seriously, let's get into this episode because, I mean, episodes, because so much happened. So we start with episode 42. Mitch and Scott chat, and Scott tells him, like, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm going to get to know Abby. And Mitch appreciates this. Then Scott pulls Abby, tells him, hey, I told Mitch, and they're being all flirty and chatty. And Mitch is with the boys, and they're kind of watching Abby and Scott talk, and Zach's like, hey man, are you worried? And he's like, nah fam, not a chance. Sammy's like, are you sure? Look at them. What's happening over there looks tasty. Sammy, if you're listening, if you ever listen to this, your plan of action after a season of error after error after error is to continue saying tasty in that exaggerated voice that you do when you come out of the villa. I mean, put that thing on shirts, cups, mugs, whatever. That is your plan of action, okay? And then all the islanders have to gather around the fire pit. It is a recoupling where the guys are choosing. Zach picks Molly, Elam picks Catherine, Ty picks Ella, Lachlan picks Whitney, Uzi picks Katie. And I had to note here, I noticed when Uzi was standing there making his speech about Katie that Uzi truly does, and I'm not just saying this because he's the most handsome man in the world, I truly believe this, he does the small gold dangly earring perfectly. He does what I think Brayden wants to do but hasn't yet figured out. All he is wearing is one gold earring in one ear. It's little, but it's still a little bit dangly. It's not like a big statement earring or anything like that, and he looks very cool, like, objectively speaking. And you know it's hard for me to talk about my king in an objective way because, I mean, let's be real. I can be very subjective when it comes to Uzi. Sammy picks Jess, Mitch picks Abby, Montel picks Leah, and then Scott and Amber are left. So obviously Scott's going to pick Amber, but he gives the worst recoupling speech I've ever heard in my life. I've seen fantastic recoupling speeches with friend couples in Love Island, Australia, US, UK. Again, that is like guaranteed screen time, your recoupling speech. Don't make it shitty, even if it's a friend couple. He basically was like, yeah, I mean, me and this girl are definitely not interested in each other, but like, we have no other choice, I guess. So, I mean, I pick Amber, I think. It's like, dude, I mean, like, just try. We see a cute scene with Lachlan and Whitney after the recoupling where he says he can, like, genuinely see a future with her on the outside. And I guess Sammy and Jess are now exclusive. Before bed, I had to note Montel and Sammy do an ab off in the mirror. And all the boys are like, listen, like, Montel has the ideal body. And Montel's like, no, look at Sammy's abs. Love this. Love some ab play. In the morning, Sammy and Ty make breakfast for Jess and Ella, and they have a little double date on the terrace. This would have been my play of the game, but oh boy, that's for later. Okay, so then we get this scene with Katie and Molly, and she's just asking how things are going with Zach, and she's like, you know, would you like it if maybe you guys had a conversation about being closed off? And Molly's like, oh, we are. And Katie's like shook. She's like, what? I didn't know this. And Mom's like, yeah, no, we are. We said it to each other. We'll see later that Zach claims he never had like a conversation with the words closed off. We would have seen that. This was definitely Molly marking her territory. Katie then goes and tells, this was so funny. Katie goes and tells some of the other girls about Molly being closed off. And they're all kind of like, okay, yeah, well, I didn't know that, da-da-da. And we just get a shot of Whitney being like, well, shout out to them. Okay, the phrase shout out, I have so many of, like, my favorite memes that make me still to this day, like, cry laughing, like, have some variation of shout out. Like, the David Guetta shout out to his family, that video, and the context and the story behind it will never not make, I mean, I cry every single time, cry laughing. If you don't know what I'm talking about, actually, you know what? I'm going to put the speech in here.
United at home. The world is going through difficult times. And America too, actually. So last night, I knew we were going to do this. And I made a special record. So this record is in honor of George Floyd. And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
That was real. That happened. That's like a happy thing. Like, oh yeah, shout out to my fans. It was the most DJ way to acknowledge a extremely tense situation ever. Another one of my favorite memes is shout out to all the pair. Oh my gosh, that goes all the way back to the Vine days. And the way he says it too.
I eat pears now and shit like that. Shout out to all the pair.
Oh, please. So, shout out. Little tangent there, but I had to. If you ever wanted to know like a core part of my identity, it is that video. It's challenge time. This challenge is called Life's a Beach. This was a very confusing challenge, just like the things they were doing. Obviously, I got the part where like they were, you know, throwing shade on people to start drama. And we had a few standouts in this challenge. Ty and Ella gave their umbrella to Katie and Uzi because Uzi said it's home or Ella during Casa Amor. And Katie said she didn't want to be second best. And then Uzi and Katie go up next and they give their umbrella to Ty and Ella, saying they both said they were closed off. Then Ella switched up at Casa and Ty was ready to flirt with everyone. I was like, you get him, Uzi. Zach and Molly give their umbrella to Scott and Amber because of his recoupling speech. Abby and Mitch give theirs to Scott and Amber because during Casa, Scott didn't talk to Abby at all. And now that he's vulnerable, he's looking at her. And Scott's like, what the hell? Obviously, this was Mitch's doing, but still, it's coming from both of them. Montel and Leah also give their umbrella to Amber and Scott because of his recoupling speech and him raising his voice at Leah during movie night. Valid. Then they do some like blindfolded maze challenge. And then after that, the couples have to balance on a surfboard while everybody yeets beach balls at them. And apparently when everybody was throwing beach balls at Uzi and Katie when they were trying to balance on the surfboard, Ella and Ty, I guess, were really really throwing those balls at them. And after they're done, Katie yells, Ty, Ella, put that much effort into your relationship. Oh, I love it. But I guess Leah and Montel won this weird challenge. But again, I totally agree with Clues on this. These challenges need to have more stakes. I understand the challenges. Like at the beginning of this, when they were throwing shade at each other, I understand why they want a challenge like that. Because again, it does stir things up. But think of how much more fun it would be if there were legit stakes. Like, oh, you're gonna, you know, go on a yacht or whatever. Or you're gonna meet the newest bombshell and get to date them first. That would be so much more fun. Next episode, episode 43, all the Islanders gather to do a cheers. And Katie gives a speech and says, let's cheers to an eventful day, a good day, great people, honest opinions, maybe not so honest opinions, but let's have a good night. And also, congrats to Zach and Molly to being officially closed off. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's crickets. The Islanders are like, and then they're like, what? The boys are like, what? You didn't tell us to Zach? Zach refuses to cheers to that. Him and Molly walk away and she's just like, just smile. And Katie's standing there like, what? What? She just told me today. And Molly is like, I don't think she meant anything bad. And Zach's like, well, she didn't mean anything good, though. Abby and Mitch talk, and he's not happy because she basically spent all night chatting with Scott. Abby's like, yeah, okay, I'm sorry. And then in the dressing room, Whitney asks Abby if she's all right. And she's like, yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine. And Whitney's like, are you sure? And then she just starts crying. She obviously STCOs her, looks like the hero and queen that she is. In the morning, Whitney and Lachlan go on their first date. I loved this, but before their first date, Kat and Elam chat. Okay, this was so weird. Elam, like, out of nowhere is like, I feel too comfy right now. And if a bombshell were to walk in, I wouldn't say no to getting to know them. This was my error of the game, obviously. First of all, there is no bombshell right now. Why are you like in this? There are games where thinking ahead is very good. Even in this game, there are times when thinking ahead is a very good move. This is not one of them. You are in a happy couple with an OG Islander. What are you doing? Now, let's go to a lighter topic. Whitney and Lachlan's date. Basically, they're getting closer. I truly believe, you guys will have to let me know, but I really believe everything Lachlan is saying to her. He seems very genuine. I think Whitney, out of anybody, could suss out if, like, he wasn't being genuine. She's like, you know, you're not usually my type, but at this point, I am looking for a good guy. And he's like, I can't even pretend to be a bad guy. And I totally believe him in this moment. Lachlan asks what a Scorpio is, and she says it's exactly what you think it is. She says they are fiery and can get deep and sexual. I'm a Scorpio rising, so can confirm. Then Lachlan asks her if she knows anything about Aries, and she's like, all I know is that we're just not compatible. And they laugh, and she's like, but let's prove them wrong. Super cute. Then he asks her her biggest fear, and she goes, you know what? I actually don't like failing. I love the way she put this. She's just like, you know what? Now that I really have thought about it, failing is just, it's not my thing. I don't like it. Okay, so now we go back to the villa, and Elam realizes his massive error, chats with Catherine, and tries to clarify what he was trying to say earlier. He apologizes, and she's still pretty upset. She, in an ITM, is crying. And she's like, well, I guess I should pull back now. This is exactly why. It's just like, don't even bring it up. Like, there's no bombshell yet. Then we get the nighttime portion, and Mitch confronts Scott about telling Abby not to take advice from him. And it's, this feels so producer forced. He's just like, listen, if you're gonna chat to her, don't mention my name. Okay. Then Kat and Elam chat again on the terrace, and he again apologizes for his comments earlier, and they actually make up here. I think he realizes his mistake genuinely, and I think she realizes what he was trying to say. They seem like they're good again. Then we get this montage of all the couples saying sweet things to each other, you know, all loved up. Bam, Ella gets a text.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of Me Undies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with Me Undies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pays Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort from the outside in.
Islanders, the public have been voting for the most compatible couple. The couple with the fewest votes is Catherine and Elam. Catherine and Elam, you have been dumped from the island. Okay, this was like actually extremely shocking. I'm sorry, this is an OG Islander. She doesn't even get a fire pit gathering. They give that to Leanne Montel, but like they've dumped two couples before, but the fact that it was like literally, I mean, I guess maybe they were trying to like get more reactions out of them because it was so abrupt, but like it felt like, I don't know. I really did not like this. I would say if you were going to do that to anybody out of the two couples, do it to Leah and Montel because they're both not OGs. It would even be even more shocking because I think their connection is much stronger than Catherine and Elam's because they've been together longer. I mean, the fourth audience is much trickier in this game. I actually saw a lot of comments from you guys about the Love Island subreddit, which I do follow on and off. Right now, I've just been honestly too busy to follow it, but usually I'm on it like a hawk. Some of you were talking about how a bunch of people have been banding together to defend Scott. And I think that is exactly what this vote is. This had nothing to do with compatibility. This was obviously, we want to protect Scott. He got his feelings hurt at movie night, even though it was Katie. Hello. It was Katie who said it. Everybody is blaming Catherine and Leah, and I would say Catherine more so than Leah. Let's be real. It feels like people pounced on Leah, even Leah was way more vocal than Catherine was, okay? But people are ganging up on Catherine because she's a Black woman who voiced her opinion just like everybody else on that damn show. It made me upset because, again, when I watched that scene over and over, I wanted to make sure I was like actually understanding what was happening. While yes, Catherine said comments, the majority of the comments were said to the girls where Scott couldn't even hear them. And also, Catherine apologized. It's fucked up. So Catherine and Elam exit the villa together. And as the Islanders all stand at the front waving goodbye, Mitch gets a text. All the Islanders gather around the fire pit immediately. At the fire pit, Locken gets a text. Islanders, Catherine and Elam are not the only couple to be dumped from the island tonight. The other couples with the fewest votes are Leah and Montel, Katie and Uzi, Jess and Sammy. They are all at risk for being dumped from the villa. Episode 44, the couple with the fewest votes is Leah and Montel? Are you kidding me, dude? You guys probably remember in the earlier recaps of this very show, I was like, I feel like Montel and Leah could be like the dark horse couple. Again, I have to remember that even though this vote was for the most compatible couple, this was really about people's favorite Islanders and people who they wanted to save and stuff like that. But again, that's part of this game. It's announced that Leah and Montel are dumped. And before anyone can like say anything, Katie's like, is that a joke? I'm sorry, but you two aren't even a couple. And she points to Amber and Scott. Katie, never ever put a talking ban on yourself. And Mitch is like, this is not the time, Katie. Mitch does my face play the game here. He's covering up his entire face with his hands, except he has his fingers parted to make peepholes for both of his eyes. Absolutely brilliant. Katie's still talking out loud, even when all the Islanders go to hug Montel and Leah. She's just like, what if the public's seen that we haven't? Everyone says goodbye to Leah and Montel. In an ITM, Ty says Montel brought lover boy vibes to the villa and he made feelings look cool. Okay. At the door, Montel says it's hard to be sad right now because he gets to leave with Leah. This is a perfect farewell line. So for TRR, love it. Back in the villa, Jess and Sammy chat and they both don't understand why they were in the bottom three. Well, we do. We understand. Don't worry, you don't have to. And honestly, they were the only couple who actually deserved to be in the bottom three when it comes to compatibility. Even with Uzi and Katie, I see a spark there. Like, I see them being compatible. I could see them working on the outside, even though I don't want that. I want to be compatible with Uzi, okay? Jess is like, we can make it work on the outside. Girl, you can't even make it work on the inside. What are you talking about? Then Amber sits down with Jess and Sammy. She's obviously like very shook. They're basically like, be grateful, bitch, you're still here. Or at least that's the tone that it came across as. Okay, and then we get this scene with this so obviously producer forced scene with Scott and Amber where they're just like debriefing because like obviously everybody expected them to go home because they're a friend couple and they both come to the conclusion that the reason that they're still there is because of their blossoming friendship. In the morning, Jess gets a text that Josh is ready to take her on a date. Josh Brocklebank comes into our game with 4.7K Instagram followers and 26 TikTok followers. Mitchell gets a text that Ella is ready to take him on a date. Ella Barnes comes into our game with 18.6K Instagram followers and 930 TikTok followers. And then we get to these bombshell dates. Okay, Ella is the definition of a bombshell. Beautiful, quick, unfazed, confident, witty. I mean, she's just so good. On her date with Josh, Jess tells him that her and Sammy just closed things off and he's like, oh damn, I guess I need to get my grafting boots on. Mitch tells Ella that he and Abby are in a good place, but she is talking to Scott a little bit. And she just says very confidently after this, well, I could turn your head. And he's like, oh, you think? And she goes, oh yeah, when I want something, I always get it. Okay, so big error here. Jess is basically telling Josh on their date about how her and Sammy were one of the least compatible couples last night in the public vote. And she literally says out loud to Josh, maybe he is the problem. This was the perfect opportunity to fill Jess in on how Sammy is coming across. I'm not saying doing a full tattle. I'm talking about doing something like Uzi did in Casa, where he was with Ella and he just suddenly remarked, like, you've always looked so upset being in here. So it's really nice to see that you actually look happy right now. And that's obviously implying because Tyreek isn't here and you're always upset with Tyreek. He could have done something as simple as that. Like, either he's playing dumb or he actually hasn't watched everything up until this point, which is a massive error. Then we go to Mitch and Ella, and he asks her what her game plan is, and she's like, I'm not playing a game. Well, you are playing a game, Ella. Then he asks if she thinks she will cause damage, and she says yes. So, Ella, that right there, which you said, you're like, yeah, I'm going to cause some damage, that's called playing a game, my girl. Jess, Josh, Mitch, and Ella B all go back to the villa, and Ty immediately recognizes Ella and is like, fuck. The boys all talk, and Ty's playing it off like, yeah, I've known her for a bit, like through socials, and, you know, before I came in, we went out to the club, but nothing really happened. It's like, okay. And then we see Ella B and Josh talk. He said he heard that her and Ty know each other. And he's like, what's the scoop? Is there any story there? Like the pro she is, in the calmest, most laid back, confident tone, she's like, yeah, we chatted, we kissed. I saw him quite recently. The way that she is deciding to tell Josh first. Again, she didn't, when she was chatting with the girls, she didn't tell them that her and Tyreek kissed. She's telling Josh, who obviously will then tell it to the boys, who will tell the girls. Mitch and Abby talk, and she wants to know how the date went. He says, you know, they had a bit of a flirt and a bant. I've never heard the shortening of banter before, but I like a little bit of a flirt and a bant. And he says, listen, Abby, you're my number one. If Ella B wants to chat, like, I'll hear her out, but like, I'm not gonna go out of my way to pull her and graft her or anything like that. But Abby is still obviously visibly upset, and he's like, listen, the date didn't turn my head at all. She was literally just, she still is actively doing this with Scott. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, Abby. Then Ella B pulls Ty for a chat. Happy to see my face? And he's like, yeah, no, it's reminding me of home. Her response, I am home. She's just like, so obviously we get on, you know? And she says, maybe it'll be the battle of the Ellas. And he's like, oh, is that something you want? And then she just like breaks it down for him. She's like, listen, you know I fancy you. And I know we get on. And I know you know we get on. And I know you fancy me too. It's mad, isn't it? I literally saw you like a couple months ago. You were kissing my face. And this confident retelling of their last moments together in the club was my play of the game. Dude, this is a bombshell. This is how you bombshell.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Think about if Ella was an early season bombshell. I mean, I understand why she's a late season bombshell. They wanted Ty to close himself off and then bring Ella B in to, you know, tempt him. But like, we obviously see here that she's starting drama with Mitch and Abby. And like, she's just the perfect bombshell, the right amount of confidence, gorgeous, just chill. Oh, she's so good. And Ty says on his own accord, shame that was our last kiss though, isn't it? Then we get this chat with Sammy and Jess, and he's like, yeah, it's cool to have new people in the villa, but I really just want to crack on with you, Jess. And it's like, dude, Jess, this is the exact behavior he exhibited when you started to crack on with Mitch. Like, don't fall for it. And then Ella T and Ty talk. He tells her about his chat with Ella B and says, you know, they do get on. And then finally confesses that he saw her a couple months ago and they were lipsin before he came into the villa. She's like, oh, okay, yeah, you definitely left that out. Then he says, it might be Battle of the Ellas. He didn't have to repeat that. And the way that he says it implies that it's going to be a Battle of the Ellas. But Ella brushes this off. She's just like, she can try, but there's no Battle of the Ellas. Ella B pulls Mitch for a chat. They both agree it was a good date and they both surprised each other. She's like, Abby definitely feels threatened by me. She tells Mitch, you know, you owe it to yourself to get to know me because she got to know Scott. So Ella talks about how flexible she is. And this, of course, delights Mitch to no end. But then she says something that I had to comment on. She says, oh, I can even stand up, catch my leg behind my head, pull it straight up so I'm in a straight line. And she goes, that's called the needle. Actually, Ella, that is called a Beelman, at least in figure skating. For those of you who don't know, I was a professional figure skater in my early life, and it was actually the Beelman that ruined my career and my back. We don't do the needle, what she's calling it, that much as skaters. We do the Beelman, and that's where you're making a circle. Like, you lean back. It's very pretty. On the other side of the villa, Abby is complaining to Jess about Ella B and Mitch talking, and Jess gives her some good advice here. She's like, chill out, sit back and observe. Let him do what he's got to do, just like he let you do what you had to do with Scott. So we end this episode on Mitch and Ella continuing their, a little flirt and a bant. My MVP of this episode, if it isn't already apparent, is Ella B. That is how you bombshell. That was your breakdown of episodes 42 through 44, which is ITV episodes 37 through 39 of Love Island season 10. Before we go, I got some gains for you. Top three Instagram gains? Guess who's number one? Uzi, my man. He gained 8.8K for a total of 67.1K. That's just in the past 24 hours. I'm not caught up, so I don't know what's going on. So I'm just going to attribute this to just how amazing he is. Number two is Katie, who gained 6.4K for a total of 1,322,108. And number three is Leah, who gained 6K for a total of 175K. Your top three Instagram chart, Katie at 1.3 million, Molly joining the 300K club with 300K even, and Ella with 227K. Now I'm going to give you your top five TikTok chart for today because it's pretty interesting and the TikTok numbers are growing. Katie is in first with 997.9K followers. Molly is in second with 895.4K. Cody Casaboy is third with 315.9K. Leah is in fourth with 170.9K. Ella is fifth with 102.7K. There are some people who are gaining very quick on TikTok, like Mal. Mal, I'm going to bet by the end of the week, she's going to be in the top five TikTok chart. But alas, I have to go and do secret things. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks for grafting.